chilly, chilly wind and don't blow. Chilly wind and don't blow. Whoa, chilly wind. Whoa, chilly. Whoa, chilly. Chilly wind, it don't. Yes, I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. Well, I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. Well, I'm gonna hide behind the mountain. I'm going to where the chilly wind, I tell you, don't blow. God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God is able to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. God is able to make a way out of no way. God is able to lift up bowed down heads. God is able to lift up feeble knees. I want to say this morning, if I had 10,000 tongues, and if I praise God with every one, it would not nearly be enough. Because he's worthy. I said he's worthy to be praised. When you woke up this morning, whether you gave him praise or not, he deserved it. Amen. He watched over you all through the night, whether you acknowledge him or not, he deserved it. Amen. If he put food on your table, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, and some nice shoes, mind you, I'm telling you, he deserves to be praised. Amen. I want to call your attention, if you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention back to the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, which is a great doctrinal chapter. It is what has been called a eschatological chapter, which means it deals with eschatology, which means it deals with final things. Final thing. We're going to focus this morning on final things in this message this morning as we move to our destiny. Every day we're getting closer to our destiny. Amen. And if you are in Christ, you have a destiny that is incomparable. Brother Sperling read verses 35, and as he said, I think it got good to him, and he said he read a little more, but that's all right. I want to call your attention to verses 51 through 53. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 53. If you have it, say amen. And as we ask you, would you please read the text of God after me. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruption. For this corruptible. Must put on incorruption. And this mortal. Must put on immortality. I want to read verse 52 again. This is the emphatic verse in this message this morning. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Using that text, I want to talk from the subject. And I ask you to say this subject after me. In a moment. In a moment. Let's say it once again, in a moment. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing text this morning. This is an awesome text from the eternal God, from the everlasting God. And what this text points to is the amazing power of God. The Bible tells us that God is able to do things above all that we can ask or think. God can do things we just cannot comprehend. And this text tells us that God is going to do something in a moment, in the twinkling or the blinking of an eye. Do you know how fast that is? You could call it a nanosecond. God is going to, in a moment, the trumpet is going to sound. The dead are going to be raised incorruptible. And the people who are living on the earth, because I want to tell you that there's a real possibility that you may not see physical death. I may not see it, but ain't no guarantee. Amen?
Amen.
But if we are among that number, that when the Lord comes back, the final consummation of human affairs, you are alive on this earth, then in the blinking of an eye, God is going to transform your body into an immortal body, which means you're going to be given a body that will never age and that will never die. I have now a mortal body. This body can die. But there's coming a time when you're going to have a body. You won't have to worry about aging. You won't need no cream for your face. Come on, y'all. Because you're going to always be beautiful. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to always be young. All right. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's your shouting point right there.
Right.
If you want to shout, that was your spot to shout right there. Amen?
Amen?
But this is going to happen in the blinking of an eye. Now he talks about we're not going to all sleep. Sleep in the context of 1 Corinthians 15 is a sleep of death. And the word of God is telling us that all of us are not going to die. He said in a moment. That's in a very short interval of time. In fact, the word moment in this text comes from the word that we have in our English Bible, atom, which we get the word atom, which means it means that this time cannot be divided. It is indivisible. It can't be cut. Sometimes God does things through a process And you know, just let us know that he say, my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then somebody said, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps upon the sea, and he rides upon the storm. So God is going to do something for you and for me that's going to be mind-blowing. And it's going to happen in a moment. In a moment. It's going to happen faster than you can blink your eye. Amen. Faster than your eye can twinkle. God's great power is going to change things. So I want to talk about two things. I want you to see two things. Number one, some things take time. Some things do not happen in a moment. And the second point I want to talk about is some things happen in a moment. Now we live in a hurry up. I ain't got time to wait. Get to me for quick, get ready type of world. Amen? We don't like to wait on something, especially if we're not comfortable. I know from time to time in the store I get a little agitated. Jump from line to line, Sister Rochelle, and by the time I change line, that line slow up. And the one I was in go faster. I said, well, I just stay on over here. Amen.
Amen.
We don't like to wait, especially when things are not working in our behalf. Time is such a priceless commodity. We take courses in time management, but you really can't save time. You can use time, but you really can't save it. You can't deposit time into an account and come back and use it, but you can redeem it. Many voices cry out for us to pause, for time to pause in her passage, but she is deaf to every plea and she rushes on. Even the great Solomon talked about time, and we're bound by time. We're concerned about time. Sometimes folk be so concerned about, well, I hope the preacher don't preach too long. Praise God, because I got to go somewhere. Amen. We are bound by time. We have time constraints and time restrictions. The great Solomon, talking about time, said there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to kill. There's a time to heal. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up that which was planted. There's a time to break down. There's a time to build up. Right. Job talked about time. He said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and they are full of trouble. And then Moses prayed about time. He said, Lord, teach us, Psalms 90 and verse 12. He said, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. But God isn't bound by time. God ain't concerned about Central Time, Eastern Time, Mountain Time, Pacific Time, or International Time. Because God is from everlasting to everlasting. God, to God, the scripture says, one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. So 1,000 years can pass before God, and it's just like one day. And one day in the presence of God is just like 1,000 years, because God isn't concerned about time. I am, because sometimes in some ways I feel like time is running out. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
as you live your life. But God isn't concerned about that. But sometimes God takes his time. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes, Brother Lamb, when the preacher preaches, they say, take your time, preacher. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether they mean that, but they say, take your time, preacher. Yeah. Amen. Well, sometimes God takes his time. When God created the world, he didn't get in a hurry. He didn't do it in a moment. But he took 6 days that were filled with creative activity. For 6 days, God created the world. The world didn't get here by chance. This world has all the features of intelligent design. And you irrational and unreasonable if you want to believe that a house just come from nowhere. The Bible clearly says every house is built by some man. We know that's true. This building right here was built by some man. But he that builds all things is God. Is that right? Well, when God created the world, he didn't do it in a moment. He took 6 days of creative activity. And he created the world. When man sinned and needed redemption and salvation, God didn't produce the plan of salvation in a moment, but through a process of 1,000 years, thousands of years passed, as the plan of salvation and the scheme of redemption unfolded. And so we move from blooming Eden to smoking Sinai to bleeding Calvary to spirit-filled Pentecost. And we see the plan of God at work as he unfolds the plan. He didn't do it in a moment. With Adam and Eve sin, he didn't erect a cross outside of Eden. But he had a cross in mind. Because he said in the fullness of time, when the time was right. You know, even if a brother trying to holler at a girl, the timing got to be right. Right. Is that all right? The timing got to be right. But in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. The timing was right. And we also know that a woman knows that if she conceives a child, she's not going to have that baby in a moment. Going to take time. About 9 months, somewhere there about it. Is that right? Y'all ain't saying that. I got that right? Somewhere in there. Is that right? Which means it's not going to happen the moment she conceives. She doesn't have a baby the next moment. When a farmer plants a seed for a crop, that crop does not happen in a moment. But it is a process through which it has to go. So some things take time. When a freshman, a high school student enrolls in college and is recognized as a freshman, you don't get your diploma the next day when you enroll. It's a process that you have to go through. And because some things takes time, and a lot of people get in trouble looking for quick fixes. Right. Some people trying to get over, go under. Is that all right? Somebody said in order to fix it, you gotta face it. A lot of time people are running from things, but if you're ever gonna fix something in your life, you gotta face it. Amen. Well, when a person becomes a new Christian, a babe in Christ, you're not going to become a mature Christian in a moment. It's a process for you to grow in your spiritual life. It's a process to get stronger spiritually. That's why the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, when for the time you ought to be teachers, You have need again that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become as such as have need of milk and not strong meat, for strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who have their senses exercised by reason of use. So if you want to become stronger in your spiritual life, it's not going to happen in a moment. It's a process. But in time, you can get stronger, wiser, and better. As a Christian, can you say amen to that? Amen. That's why you can show enough saying every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. Right. I am blessed and I'm being blessed and I. Well, when the woman had an issue of blood, Brother Ron, she didn't get her healing in a moment. 12 years of struggle. Disappointment. Maybe you're going through something, you wonder, when am I going to come to the end of this? When will I get relief from this? 12 years she was bleeding and spent all her money, Jackie, trying to get well. And went to every doctor in town and they took her money, but they couldn't help her. So I'm saying, sometime a struggle may be taking place in your life and it's going to take time. Right. Not to say you're not going to get your breakthrough, but just not right now, R-A-T. All right, preacher. The woman who was bent over, bowed to the earth, Brother Wyatt, she couldn't lift herself up. For 18 years, the devil had her bent over. And maybe the devil got somebody bent over today. Yes, sir. Huh? Amen. But you in your fifth year. You just got 13 more to go.
Look out, preacher.
Praise God. Is that all right? But it took 18 years before she got a breakthrough. All right. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to quit. And that is, the second thing is, things can happen in a moment. Aren't you glad about that? But some things can happen in a moment. I want to go a little deeper because I think what I have to share is going to encourage somebody on an important level. Amen. But some things take time. Amen?
Amen.
But some things can happen in a moment. The late, great Sam Cooke saying, I know a change gonna come. Can anybody relate to that this morning? Amen. Is anybody going through something you feel like you've been looking for a job the last 6 years and ain't got any? But a change gonna come. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. You went from bad to worse, from broke to broker. But I'm telling you, a change is gonna come. And what's so beautiful about it, you can be dealing with something for years and days, and then finally when that moment comes, when that moment comes, it's a great time in your life. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So the Bible says that what's going to happen, God is going to, when the trumpet sound, I don't know, you may be on the freeway. You may be riding by Elmwood Cemetery, and if you are, you're going to see people coming out the graves. Oh yeah, that's what's going to be happening. You're going to see the sky filled with angels. Amen. You're going to see Jesus Christ coming back. And the Bible says, watch this. That's why you got to get ready and stay ready. Because the scripture says he's going to come like a thief in the night. Now, if you knew the thief was coming, would you prepare yourself? We said in the Sunday school, Brother Harrison, I was saying in the Sunday school, honest folks don't need a lot. You don't need a lock on your door for honest folks.
Right, right.
Honest folks say, Marion, are you home? Mm-hmm. A thief will just walk up in there. And help himself to marry and stuff. Well, I said this morning, I thought the guys in the neighborhood was all right. I didn't have no burglar alarm, but then they broke in on me. I said, well, I better get one. Because everybody ain't honest. There's some folks will rip you off. Smile in your face and still rip you off. Isn't that right? Yeah. But when he comes back, he's coming suddenly. I remember, you know, I knew the word of God even though I went astray. How many have known the word of God and went astray?
Yeah.
You know the word, don't you? And when you know the word, even though you're out there doing your thing, you can't be totally comfortable.
Right.
Because that word is whooping you. I'd be sitting in the club drinking 40s. Y'all all right? Sitting in the club drinking 40s, but all the time in the back of my mind, I knew the word. Boy, you ain't got no business in here. Is that all right? Because the word is powerful. It's living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word can get deeper than psychology. The word can get deeper than psychotherapy. Because this word is therapeutic. Is that all right? But even though I knew what the word was, and I would be out there, you know, one totally in my mind, I had some of those spirits. And it was not the Holy Spirit. And I remember one day sitting there, and the moon came up, Jackie, and it looked red. I said, oh, Lord. Is this the end? You ever been there? Is this the end? Because he said he coming like a thief in the night. When he comes, it's going to happen so fast, you can't even blink your eye. Is that right? Well, sometime God did things in a hurry. Sometime God did things in a moment. That was a wedding feast of Cana Galilee. The wine ran out. Jesus' mother came to him and told him, the wine has run out. Jesus said, fill 6 water pots filled to the brim with water. Jesus didn't. And in a moment, he turned water into wine. He didn't grow the grapes, Lance. He didn't pick the grapes. He didn't process the grapes. But he turned water into wine in a moment. Oh, ain't that good news? Woman with the issue of blood had been going from doctor to doctor, couldn't get well. But when she, it took 12 years for her to make contact with the garment of Jesus Christ. But when she made contact, in a moment, you've been struggling, and in a moment, God turns it around. Ain't he awesome? He can do things above all you can ask or think. Is that all right? Some things can happen in a moment. Do you know God can wash away your sins in a moment? The Hebrew boys were in a fiery furnace. And they put them in there and heated it up 7 times hotter than it ought to be. And when he put them in there, God got out in that fiery furnace and turned into an air conditioner. And he ain't even had Jeremy. That's before Jay got here. But God turned it into an air conditioner. A fiery furnace in a moment. He looked in the fiery furnace and he said, we put 3 in there and I see 4. And the 4th one looks like the Son of God. I'm telling you, God can do things in a moment. Ain't that good news? He can wash away your sins, what, in a moment. Is that all right? Now watch this. Maybe you can't turn your life around, but you can change your mind in a moment. And you can change the direction of your life in one moment. Maybe you're going the wrong way. But I'm telling you, in a moment, you can change your mind. In a moment, you can change the direction and the trajectory of your life. It doesn't take a long time to do that. Some things can happen for quick get ready. Is that all right? Amen. And I'm telling you, God can do certain things in a moment. Ain't that good news?
Amen.
Quicker than you can blink your eye. And here you are, been struggling. Now, I ain't telling none of y'all to go play the lottery. Let me say that again. Even though I ain't telling y'all, but some of y'all still doing it. Well, Brother Moss, if I win, I'm going to bless the church. Well, you shouldn't have been buying the ticket, but since you bought it. Since you bought it, we're going to bless this money and use it to preach the gospel. Is that all right?
Amen.
I want to make that clear. I want the record to show what our position is on this situation. And I'm telling you, you can turn your life around. They said in New York, a woman was unemployed. Brother Harris was telling me about it, and I saw it on the internet. Bought a ticket. And I heard she had the winning number. If she had a winning number, I know y'all know. She had the winning number. But did she win? Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And I'm telling you, Wes, it turned around in a moment. Mm-hmm. Can I give y'all one more? I'm quick. Can I give you one more?
Amen.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Amen.
The Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Curse makes, Lance, he makes a miraculous catch. Sister Johnson, they get down to the 1 yard line. I'm getting ready to call Earl. I said, better not call him too quick, Harry. I better wait. They give the ball to Beast Mode. Beast Mode crashes to the one. Second and goal to go. And I knew, Jay, you get the ball back to Beast Mode. Let Beast Mode pound that thing till he get in. But instead, Pete Carroll gets cute. We're going to call a quick slap. And in a moment, Malcolm Butler went from a nobody to a national hero. I'm telling you, it can happen. And you got to give a boy credit, Bobby Scott. He broke on the ball. Huh? Said what you wanted. The boy made it. It was a dumb call. I still say that. But the boy made a heck of a play. Is that right? Which tells me one thing. Your life can turn around in a moment. You can decide. In other words, Dr. Jim Rohn talks about the day that turns your life around. That's the day you get tired of saying, I ain't gonna take it no more. I'm tired of living like I'm living. I'm tired of accepting what I'm accepting. Dr. Dennis Waitley put it this way. He said, change the things that you can, accept the thing that you cannot change, and remove yourself from the unacceptable. Did y'all get that? I think he said something. Change the things you can change, accept the things you cannot change, and remove yourself from the unacceptable. That's good news, ain't it? Amen. And that can happen in a moment. Is that all right? Haven't you had that defining moment in your life? And from that moment on, your life went in another direction. Saul of Tarsus was on the Damascus road. A light shined from heaven in a moment and destroyed a lifetime of belief systems. All of his life, he thought he should do things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ. But in one moment, Christ changed his life. And he went from hating Christ to loving him with all his heart, his mind, his soul, his strength. I'm telling you, God can do things in a moment. Ain't that good news? So I'm closing. I'm going to my seat. But you know, I'm just so glad that God can do things in a moment. And I heard the writer say, unto the King immortal, invisible, immortal, to him be glory and honor and power forever. And I hear God saying, behold, I make all things new. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Sister Spirit, I like the NIV. It said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. Is that all right? Oh, I like that rendering. Is that all right? Because in a moment, God can turn burdens into blessings. In a moment, God can turn pain into power. In a moment, God can turn sorrow into sunshine. In a moment, God can turn a setback into a comeback. Is that all right? In a moment, God can turn sighs in the songs. In a moment, God can turn weakness into strength. Is that all right? In a moment, God can turn guilt into grace. Is that all right? In a moment, God can turn a sinner into a saint. Is that all right? In a moment, God can turn trials into triumph. Is that all right? Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power. And I hear God saying, behold, I make all things new. In the twinkling cookie of an eye, I'm going to transform your life. Is that all right? I'll give you a new name. I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new mind. I'll give you new strength. I'll give you a new attitude. I'll give you a new outlook. I'll give you new friends. Is that all right? Because can't nobody do me like Jesus. Is that all right? And he can do it in the twinkling of an eye. Is that all right? Don't take, he can do it for quick, get ready. Is that all right? So all I say to you is just keep waiting on your blessing. Is that all right? We stand on your feet, beloved. That's the message. He can do it in a moment. Can you say it with me? He can do it in a moment. And I'm going to wait on the Lord. Say it again. He can do it in a moment. And I'm going to wait on the Lord. See, God can make you a Super Bowl hero.
Amen.
God could give you a Fortune 500 company. Amen. Sister Cookie was telling us about she got an interview for her dream job. We don't know how that played out. But that happened in a moment, didn't it? Huh? Is that all right? Man, my air conditioner went out. I called Jeremy in a moment. Boop, boop, boop. When I couldn't get him, Rochelle, I was blowing up cookie phone. Where your husband at? Things can change in a moment. Why? That, it doesn't take forever. You can get sick in a moment. Huh? That can happen. It doesn't take a long time for that to happen. You can die in a moment. Praise God. Things can happen in a moment. And if you don't have Christ, you're dead in trespasses and sin. If you don't have Christ, you don't have hope this morning. And the Bible tells us what happened to people. When you got a terminal illness and you don't do something about it, you will die. And you got a terminal illness, it's called sin, but Jesus Christ can heal you with the blood of Jesus. Lord, ain't that good news? Amen. And I know Brother Spirit, like that song, there's a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood. What do they lose? All their guilty stains. Amen. So you could, in a moment, maybe you came in here and wasn't nothing on your mind too tough. I'm just going to check out that's what they want me to do. But you know, you could turn your life around in a moment. You could walk down this aisle in a moment. You could repent of your sins in a moment. It doesn't take forever for that to happen. And then you can go on your way rejoicing. You don't know what blessing is round the corner waiting for you. And I'm telling you, it can happen in a moment. Ain't that good news? But one day, Jack, you're going to be changed. You're going to put on a spiritual body. Never age. Ain't got to dye your hair no more. Amen. Amen. Don't you let Miss Clara fool you. Because time's going to come in a moment. In a moment. In a moment. You're going to be changed. Amen. Amen.
Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. Write my name right on the roll. Well, I've been changed since the law. I wanna be ready, Jesus come.